You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
John and Gordy for a Friday afternoon. Just a couple of minutes from now, we'll be talking to Dr. Mary Walden. She's got a PhD in clinical social work. Going to talk about the mood of the country, but hopefully we're going to brighten your mood right now. We're going to take a break from the heavy news of the day, at least for a couple of moments, and offer you a chance to stay overnight at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. We've been doing this all week long, but we have one condition. You need to give us a call and tell us something good that's gone on in your life recently, like maybe a kid shoveled your walk or
listening to John and Gordy in the afternoon.
Yeah, that makes you feel good.
Yeah, that must be good.
Things like that. So give us a call right now, 855-752-4842, and we'll pick a winner, and that winner will get to go overnight to Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells, and they'll also get a chance to take some friends along. A few friends can join you, and you can enjoy the water park all day long, and then stay overnight at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah, all right. They've got pools, they've got hot tubs, they've got everything you ever need.
They got all that stuff.
They do.
All
yes.
right.
Too hot in the hot tub.
Chula Vista.
Too hot.
What's that bit that Eddie Murphy did?
Eddie Murphy did, yeah.
The
hot tub
the
thing.
James
it was
Brown.
James Brown getting into the hot tub. Too hot.
Yes. All right. Dom is getting the phone calls in right now. I think he has selected a winner. If we can,
selected one yet.
All right. Have we got somebody, Dom? Do we have somebody?
Yes, we do. It looks like we have.
Let's go to that line, and we have
Augie.
Is that Augie? All right, Augie.
Hey guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I don't know if this should really qualify because. This really means it was lucky for me, but I'm retired and my wife works. Wednesday of this week, she wanted to go out for a few drinks after work. And I said, no, I don't want to. Because when I get to the bar, sometimes I put money in the machine, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, and I had $25. I put my last five in and I hit the grand jackpot by luck for
$2,537.
Oh, what? Oh. My wife.
Now that's
my
good.
Wife
that's
so happy with me.
That's
she's
something good.
She's probably going to holler at me at least until September.
Well, good for you,
well,
Augie.
See, it all worked out.
Yeah, congratulations. All right. Now
well, that's a great story.
Yes, it's terrific. Very good. All right, so you are a big winner, and stay on the line here. Dom is going to get all the information we need to get from you, and congratulations from John and Gordy and everybody here at Civic Media.
The money's going in the bank when I pick her up from work in a while.
Well, okay. It better.
Okay. All right, very good, Augie. Congratulations.
Thanks. He's out in Windsor.
Oh, from Windsor. All right. Thanks for calling in. Okay, now let's get to Dr. Mary Walden. Mary is with us now, and again, she's... a clinical social worker, and Mary, good to have you with us this afternoon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Yeah. So good to be here, and congratulations, Augie. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
Seems very happy, and you know we have a lot of news every single day, and today is particularly heavy with the Epstein files being released, and
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara passed away.
Yeah.
Earlier today.
That was really sad.
Yeah. So what do you advise people how can we cope with it seems like we have heavy news just about every single day, and a lot of people want to know how best to cope with it all.
I'd like to start with the fact, which you know may seem obvious, but you know it's not in your head. These are tough times. And because they are, you really do have to be active about managing yourself and managing your mind, managing your body, managing your attention. And it really is something that requires our proactive attention. Mm-hmm. And that can be anything from, you know, setting your routine day to day that includes some quiet time, certainly some time away from your phone, mm-hmm. away from the noise and the news, and really kind of unplugging a little bit if you can. So that's a great place to start for mm-hmm. sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, it what relaxes me is, you know, sitting mm-hmm. there in my theater seat,
Barco lounger,
yeah,
watching the tube,
and then just kind of laying there with my phone on my chest. You know, everything is fine. You know, I have communication yeah. with anybody who wants to contact me,
really?
And I can sit there and relax and not have to get up and answer a phone.
Don't you try to put the phone on the other side of the room or in a different, you know, put it in a different room?
No, I like technology. I like being in contact with the world. So it calms me. It makes me relax.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would encourage you to maybe when you have that phone on your chest, maybe... tune into a little spa music,
a little calming
music. Yes,
you're right. I actually I Bluetooth it into one of our speakers at home. I always that's have spa true. On from Sirius XM. So.
Wow, that's a good idea.
That.
Yeah,
I love that.
In fact, that's actually how I put the show together. You know, I have to go through all these clips and listen to all this stuff, really depressing yes. stuff, and realize that I'm going to repeat it all the next day. Mm. So I listen to spa music. Different kinds of spa music, and it relaxes me while I listen to those clips.
Now, the first thing
I think that's great.
Yeah, whatever works for you, huh?
Yeah.
So, well, I know one thing I have been trying to do recently is
THC stuff.
No, not THC. Gummies first thing in the morning. No,
gummies first thing.
No. I try to keep off of all social media as long as possible first thing in the morning. When I wake up, I don't want to turn on the TV or the radio,
yeah.
you know, full
mm-hmm.
confession, or even turn the phone on. I just like start making the coffee. I just, you know, ease into it and put it off as long as possible. What do you do, Mary?
Yeah, how do you relax?
Well, yeah, I try to delay engaging with my phone, but, you know, also I do some meditation each day mm-hmm. to kind of, you know, down-regulate. Mm-hmm. I want to emphasize, though, so we definitely need to attend to our physiology in this way, attend to our mind, our mindset, our, you know, or just how we're managing our stress. But let's also not forget that these are very stressful times, and in order to feel better, we may need to take some action too, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to be able to calm ourselves down, but we also want to meaningfully engage with what's going on in a way that feels doable for us. You know, we certainly see our brothers and sisters taking to the streets and mm-hmm. Protesting, but that may not be the level of engagement that any particular individual may feel comfortable with, but that does not mean they still can't take action. So starting locally with local political representation and, you know, making phone calls, writing letters, those kinds of things really are meaningful. I'm not willing to kind of surrender and say those core parts of our democracy are no longer valuable. Mm-hmm. I believe that they are. And that kind of action can make a person feel more empowered and feel less sort of lost and feeling like everything is just terrible and they can't manifest change.
Well, we've got an ice out going on at the state capitol at about mm-hmm. 3:30.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, a lot of mm-hmm. students will be heading on down there, and I guess, you know, mm-hmm. you hang out, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody's can join in and know that you're not alone in all of this.
Mm-hmm. Mary, we've got a couple of phone calls. We have a friend of yours on the line here from way back when. Catherine Lake is on the phone right now. Catherine, go ahead.
Hello, Sunshine.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Your voice,
how you doing?
I'm already... I'm good. I'm already feeling better. Just hearing your voice, I got to tell you. But also, meditation. Come on. I need more information about meditation on its own? That's the first question, because to a lot of people's ears, mine included, and I've done yoga, so I know meditation isn't that far off from that kind of mindfulness and all that, but talk to the layman who's like, I don't have time for that crap, that it doesn't take that much time, or how easy it is. That's the first question. The second question is, my brother and sister are not getting along politically, and it's devastating. I would love it if you get a chance to talk about how to help family members patch it up.
Well, you know, Catherine asked me to talk to her brother and lay into him and have a really good discussion with him, but
have you done that yet?
No, I haven't done that yet, no.
So on your list of things to do. Mary, what are your thoughts here?
All right. Well, let's talk about meditation. Catherine knows I love to talk about meditation. Look, it doesn't have to be complicated. It really doesn't. You can actually, I have a number of tracks that I've recorded on an app called Insight Timer. You can download it for free. You can search my name. There's actually a single track that runs for 3 minutes and 33 seconds. It's been listened to over a half a million times because it's just that easy. Mm-hmm. It's just that easy. It's literally guiding you through 10 mindful breaths. That's all that it is. And it really is. You just sort of check in with yourself before you do it. You flip on that audio, you follow the prompts, and by the end, check in with yourself again and notice the downregulation of your nervous system. So that's about as simple and down and dirty as it is. We can also get much more complicated about it because there's all different kinds of meditation, everything from mindfulness, like Catherine mentioned, to mantra-based meditation. But you really don't have to sort of sit in the, you know, in the dark by yourself for hours and hours to get the benefit of meditation.
Yeah.
Mary, name that track again. What is the name
The app is called Insight Timer.
Insight Timer. Okay.
Insight Timer. It's totally free. Of course, there is always, you know, a souped up version you can get, but I'm telling you, you're going to get, you know, 95% of everything they have on that app for free. Mm-hmm. And if you search my name or you search 10 breaths meditation,
okay,
you can find it. Yeah, you can find that particular track. Plus, there's tons of others.
Catherine,
Mary Walden. Yeah, that's great.
Very good.
Well, you know, there's meditation in motion, Tai Chi, that you could also try to latch on to.
That's right. There's another meditation actually in the block that I recorded called walking meditation that literally you can do your meditation walking down the street.
Oh, wow. Okay. I could be very interested in that.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Catherine, thanks for that call. Did you have anything else to ask? All right. Catherine is gone. Do we have another call?
She did mention.
Oh, go ahead, Mary.
She did mention the whole family thing. So that's really important.
Yes.
You know, the reality is that whether it's within your family or even with your neighbors, you're not necessarily going to be on the same page politically. And certainly those kinds of conversations can really blow things up, right? And we really want to be able to set kind of rules and limits and maybe even just limit our time interacting even with our loved ones.
Mary, that sounds like a really great idea.
Hold that thought. Can you stay with us for another couple of minutes?
I sure can. Thank
All right.
you.
We will be back with Dr. Mary Walden with more on John and Gordy right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Some tailor, some a soldier to a sailor. Goose step mama,
I don't know, man. That's hitting a little too close to home for me. This is John and Gordy in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. We're back with Dr. Mary Walden. She's a clinical social worker. And Mary, right before the break, we were talking about how families are trying to cope when they have disagreements about the political minefield that we all find ourselves in right now.
Yeah, especially during holidays, you know. Yeah. A lot of us have had experiences with a relative that doesn't exactly see eye to eye. In fact, you know, I had an experience with my brother, and we all get along on just about everything. He's a little more on the conservative side, but we get along on everything. And all of a sudden, he comes out and he's very, very irate about transgender students in schools using restrooms.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing he would focus on. No matter what we talked about, he would focus on that.
Right.
How do you, like, disarm that kind of situation?
Yeah. So, you know, before the break, we talked about sort of taking a break and limiting our interactions with folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, our family, we want to stay connected, and we have a long history. And, you know, for better or for worse, in many cases, we're stuck with them, right?
Right.
So there's sort of two elements that you want to kind of engage with. One is listen more and talk less. Right. So letting the person talk it out, because at the end of the day, what they feel versus what you feel in the context of that conversation is certainly not going to impact, you know, policy or things actually changing, or allowing the person to just continue to talk and to hold space for them by listening can go a long way. The other part is really searching for the grain of truth in what they're saying. If there's one thing, one tiny part of what they're talking to you about that you can say, okay, I can empathize with that. I can have compassion for your sense of upset around this particular experience or this particular point of view. Even if you don't agree with the point of view, you can at least connect with their feeling state about it. Meaning, I have empathy for you for being so upset about this, right? And so you're kind of disarming, you're not engaging in a debate, but instead you're listening and you're providing some empathy and compassion. And so the warmth can help disarm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, it does. Know, sometimes if you have a point of view like that, you know, you're really against transgender students in schools.
Mm-hmm.
It also determines how you're going to vote when it comes time for an election. And that's the problem I have with him focusing on such a small item. In fact, that's what I brought up to him. I said, really, is that really that big an issue for you? Because, you know, this is really something the students have to deal with, the parents of those students have to deal with, their friends in school have to deal with. This isn't something you have control over. In fact, it's really something that's been misinterpreted in the media, and I tried to get through it, and man, that just made him angry.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, yes.
Okay.
You know, when we try to approach sort of unreasonable positions with reason, that often falls flat.
Yeah, there they go.
So, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Okay. We have Bob patiently waiting on the phone here from Sussex.
Yes.
Bob, you have a question for Dr. Mary Walden? Go ahead.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Hi, Bob. John.
Yeah.
Do we have Bob?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bob.
Actually, Vince.
Oh, Vince, okay.
Oh,
Vince.
John's friend.
Yes.
All right, Vince.
My mega friend in Milwaukee. Here we go. Mary, you're going to have to help me out with this
one. Go ahead. We got just a couple of minutes, Vince, so get to your question.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, Tai Chi is a very devastating martial arts. People don't understand. In any martial art form, you know, it's like a floor exercise.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing, it's breathing is key.
Yes.
Okay, because Tai Chi is very short. Breathing is key. How much you weigh, Gordy? How much are you willing to admit?
Around 225.
Okay. If you took both hands and put them on my little finger, and I stood still. You could not budge me.
Okay.
And you pushed and pushed as hard as you can. I did martial arts for 33 years.
Yeah.
In Shorin Ryu. You will never be able to move me because of my kimi, which is 2 inches below your navel. Okay.
Well, I'm not quite sure where you're going with this.
Yeah, Vincent, we only have a minute here to wrap up with Mary.
Where I'm going with this is that Mega Men know how to do this.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That's enough of that. Mega Men.
Is that Mega or Mega? Okay.
Yeah, it's Mega.
Mega.
Mega Men.
He's John's friend from a long time ago. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So. But again, I would like to demonstrate the grain of truth.
Okay.
And that is, yes, in fact, breathing is essential to martial arts and for what Vince was it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vince was in terms of consolidating power and strength, fueled by managing your breath. And so Vince is exactly right. Thank you, Vince.
There you go. Bringing
Mary,
something
thank
very
you.
Important up.
Once again, and hopefully you'll be joining us each and every Friday. You can
Sounds like fun.
Yes. Dr. Mary Walden, PhD in clinical social work. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next Friday. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. And we've got the Midwest Farm Report straight ahead. We're back with more of John and Gordy right after this.
We've got a lot of stuff.
Yep.
This is John and Gordy in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Madtown, that's where we broadcast from, the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison. Mm-hmm. And wow, we've been live streaming a protest that went down State Street right past the studios here.
Yep.
And they're going up to the Capitol. If you had a chance to see it, it is unbelievable. We did capture some of this on our phone, so we'll be posting that on Facebook fairly soon as well.
A huge crowd just passed by our window for the last, I'd say, 10, 15 minutes or so. They gathered apparently up at the Library Mall, UW, at the other end of State Street, and now have gathered at the Capitol.
This is a national protest,
Ice
Out Walk
and
demonstration today, and they'll be at the Capitol at 3:30. It's that now, and a big rally up there. And a couple of businesses reduced their hours and everything. Working Draft Brewing and Madison Sourdough are helping out as much as they possibly can to support this cause.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good to see a lot of people out there supporting the ice out here in Madison.
Yeah, we've got some video. Again, as you mentioned, we'll post it on Facebook. Lots of people now gathered on the square in downtown Madison. Taking a few phone calls here. Dom is at the controls. Dominic Lee, that's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. As we continue,
yeah, sky's the limit
for
is
this
on,
afternoon
on YouTube, and their comment is stellar location for WMDX 92.7 radio.
Right,
our home, it really is. I mean, this
home
is the
location
best
here.
Location I've ever had in a radio station. We're overlooking State Street, the street in Madison, and this is just It is really, truly amazing. That's one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen.
Yeah, just one block off of the Capitol is where we're positioned. And we're seeing a few people. If you want to check out our camera here on WMDXradio.com. And where's the other place? CivicMedia.us?
Yeah. Yep, CivicMedia. Okay. It was just absolutely crazy. You can go on right now. We have Facebook going as well as X. And it's live streaming the whole thing, so you can look back at that as well.
I thought people want to see us, don't they?
every now and then.
They can take a break from
us. Not totally.
Red plaid shirt today, and now, okay. forget it.
Let's go to the phones.
All right.
And check out what Mark has to say from Prairie du Sac. Good afternoon, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. With the arrest of Don Lemon for trying to report on what was going on in that church there, and apparently they couldn't get out charges dropped on him in Minnesota, so they arrested him in California, where apparently they went judge shopping. That
yes,
to get a judge to do that. And since I checked out the law, and since it's illegal to, you know, deter somebody from going into church, I mean to interfere with people accessing their places of worship.
Yes, what about that? Yeah,
that's what it sounds like. Well, then the thought occurs to me that that and states can't actually enforce federal law. So if there are people, if ICE is congregating outside a church, there's obviously an attempt to interfere with people's access to their place of worship, arrest them and throw their asses in jail and let Trump bail them out, because it's, you know, that what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and that that people should be able to freely access to their places of worship and not have to be worry about running the cordon of of ICE agents, because they're probably citizens that are hesitant to go to church because these ICE agents are there. So any kind of, just say that's interfering and let Pam Bondi defend that, and this way you strip those guys of their weapons temporarily and that their asses are in jail.
Well, this wasn't just an interruption of a church service. The pastor, David Easterwood, is one of the field office Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents there in Minneapolis. And that's why they were protesting. That's why they interrupted his service, because he's an ICE agent. And by the way, didn't they allow people to be arrested in churches and schools? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, then they opened up quite a few different places that are normally off limits.
Now, well, Pam Bondi would have arrested Jesus because he actually disrupted the temple when he overturned the tables of the money changers that...
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Appreciate it.
Mark,
thank
thanks
you
for that call.
Yeah, a magistrate in Minneapolis let him off. Said that, you know, just forget it. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And then they arrested him out in L.A., I guess.
We've got our phone lines back open. If you want to jump in, now's a good time. 855-752-4842. I know that Catherine Lake is out there at the protest, and I expect she may be checking in with us in a few minutes.
I think she will be.
I'm pretty. Yeah,
she's headed up to the Capitol right now, and we'll get that report shortly. Hopefully,
that sounds good.
Yeah.
Wow, it was quite the protest.
Adrenaline rush.
I was really surprised. Yeah, that's a lot of people.
We got a text here from Steve in Milwaukee. A protest is also going on at Cathedral Square in Milwaukee, apparently.
Yes, we'd love to hear about your protests in your town.
You know, it is a nationwide day of protest.
Yes. So, fill us in. Let us know what's going on in your town.
All right. Do we have Catherine now? All right. Catherine Lake, you are with us on John and Gordy. Tell us what's happening at the Capitol.
You're breaking up too badly here.
Yeah, there's too many people around you.
It's not working. Well, give us a call.
Is that better?
Oh, wait.
Yes, it is.
Okay, right where you are.
Yeah. So it's the largest crowd I've ever seen here, but I wasn't here during the Walker days. So it may be less than that, but it's a good-sized crowd. The signs, make U.S. kind again. Justice for all, killed by ICE. ICE is a domestic terrorist organization. Signs like that. People are passionate. They are very passionate. There's a speaker I can't hear. There's chanting still going on. They have filled the west side Capitol, State Street side Capitol steps, and all the way down into State Street still.
Wow.
Well, this is really fantastic.
There's more people coming.
Yeah, well, yeah. I know all these people turned out because I promised to pay each one of those to protest. So
really?
Yes.
It really brought them out.
Wealthy and well taken care of. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right, Kathy.
Thanks for talking about this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We'll continue to cover this and see what happens. But, you know, the protests are because of the two killings, the deaths of two very good people in Minneapolis.
Yeah, Renee Good and Alex Preddy.
Preddy, And I have a clip here. I thought this was kind of apropos for the occasion. Kent State shootings from the National Guard there. This is from 1970. Nixon called those protesters on campus bums.
Right.
Okay. Four protesters were killed in cold blood. The public's reaction, pretty similar to these times. Let's listen to this cut here.
What do you think about the shooting at Kent?
The people weren't behaving properly, and apparently they have asked for that sort of thing.
So you think the guard was justified?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry they didn't kill more.
Really?
Yes, because they were warned and they knew what was happening and they should have moved out.
If that's what it took to break them up, well, then that's what it takes.
Wow.
Right after the shooting, we were ordered off campus. We had to leave. So I got home. My mother wasn't there. My father walked in the back door and he looks at me and he says, they should have shot all of them. And I said to him, and I never talked back to my father, I said, don't you know then that one of them, those people would have been me? And he just walked into the other room.
The two young women and two young men killed yesterday are described by those who knew them as quiet and not at all radical or revolutionary. Sandy Scheuer was 20 from Youngstown, Ohio. Not much interested in politics and mainly liked to cook. Jeffrey Miller was 20 from Plainview, New York. William Schrader of Lorain, Ohio. Allison Krauss, 19, from Pittsburgh. Today, her father read a statement.
She resented being called a bum because she disagreed with someone else's opinion. She felt that war in Cambodia was wrong. Is this dissent a crime? Is this a reason for killing her? Have we come to such a state in this country that a young girl has to be shot because she disagrees deeply with the actions of her government?
Well, that's what happened way back in 1970, and people were pretty brutal and pretty cold at that point as well. So there are those kinds of people that think that kind of discipline and those kinds of actions are something that is necessary in a free society.
Now, the eight Ohio National Guard soldiers that were involved that day, May 4th, 1970, Kent State shootings, they were indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of violating students' civil rights. However, in 1974, a federal judge acquitted them and ruled that the prosecutors failed to prove that the guardsmen intended to deprive students of their rights. So they got off. They got off.
I can't imagine that. I mean, obviously, they aimed at the students and killed them. So
and they admitted that they may have used excessive force.
Yes.
Of course, it was caught by cameras that were there.
Still fresh in our minds, for Gordy and I. We'd gone through all of that.
Of course.
But now in Minneapolis, this is just, it's just history repeating itself. I remember somebody saying that since we don't remember history, we are prone to recreate it.
And Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young came out with a song immediately after those shootings, and it had it out within a few days. And you know, that reminded us of when Bruce Springsteen came out with that song just a few days ago after the recent shootings in Minneapolis.
That's number one on Spotify, by the way.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, they put a video out. I don't think they had the video at the time, but but the video is very interesting, using a lot of footage from Minneapolis. Yeah, so you should definitely check that out.
Yeah, that's on YouTube and probably plenty of other places you can find that.
Now, Alex Preddy, of course, was shot because he had a firearm. They took the firearm before they even started shooting. Some say that the firearm was fired by one of the agents who took the firearm away, and that alerted everybody to the fact that there was a gun, a loaded gun, being fired, and that prompted the agents, or somebody yelled out, gun.
Right.
And that created the situation. I don't know. Maybe they'll find out on their body cam footage
right.
and be able to determine what actually happened in regards to that. But, you know, this is concealed carry.
Right.
And this administration is coming out against concealed carry, or they're trying to create new rules for yeah. concealed carry or open carry that you can't take them to protest because right. anything can happen, right? And there are a lot of people, MAGAs included, who are objecting to all of this now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very insensitive Republican that's driving me nuts. He is proposing legislation to loosen the open carry or concealed carry laws in this state. We'll get to that in just a few moments.
All right. Yeah. Back after a short break. Again, phone lines are back open if you want to jump in. 855-752-4842. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. I've been a working, going, a working.
Woo! About to slip down, working, going. We're working on peace.
Yeah, that's
it. John and Gordy, along with Dom at the controls. And I was mentioning that, you know, because of the shootings in Minneapolis, and because Alex Pretty had a firearm, that was reason enough to shoot him, at least according to them. So to have a Wisconsin Republican propose legislation to loosen the requirements on concealed carry in the state is brutal, as far as I'm concerned. Let's listen to this story here.
Okay.
There are 29 states in the U.S. that allow constitutional carry, meaning an individual can carry a concealed firearm without a permit. A new bill going through the state legislature would make Wisconsin the 30th state on that list. Republican State Representative Chance Green says Wisconsin's concealed carry laws are too restrictive.
As a gun owner and a proud advocate for the Second Amendment, I don't feel that me having to get a permit to conceal and carry is necessary.
Green doesn't think the actions of those who don't use firearms safely should be held against responsible gun owners.
I don't want to punish good behaving gun owning citizens in Wisconsin because bad actors can't get their stuff together.
Isn't that crazy? Because mm-hmm. I guess to register, to have that firearm, it's a punishment. It's a punishment. He's calling it a punishment to register your firearm. Now, here it is. We have to register to vote.
Yeah.
Okay, if having a gun is constitutional,
yeah.
it's part of the Bill of Rights,
right.
then I guess maybe why do we have to register to vote, right? I mean, what? I think, what is that? Why are they punishing us to register to vote, folks? That
yeah.
just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, that's very insensitive. And he calls it a punishment to actually, you know, have some records.
Mm.
Sorry about that. I completely disagree with this individual. And it's really an inappropriate time to do something like this.
Yeah, right. Okay. Taking more of your calls again, 855-752-4842.
All right.
And
should we go
checking some texts here
yeah.
as well? I nominate Representative Green for Dumb Person of the Week, Terry says.
I know we have this, I think right here, Todd or Billy called
oh, yeah.
or texted us.
Right.
And to mention the history of peaceful protests suggests that part of the power of a peaceful protest is that weapons are not brought to that protest. Look, I agree. I don't agree with carrying firearms at all in society.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm with you on that. But again, it's legal now. This is the way things are, and we can do it.
Let's go to Adam calling in from Madison this afternoon. Adam, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody that's at the Capitol today protesting and exercising their First Amendment right of free speech. But also, as a Democrat and a licensed physician in the state, I also took concealed carry and obtained a license to own a handgun and carry it if I wished to. The one thing I learned from the concealed carry coursework was I really don't want to ever use a gun ever against a human being. I strongly disagree with any move to loosen things. Anybody that handles a gun regularly should still have to be responsible enough to take the coursework to get the license to do it. So that's what I have to say about that. Yeah. As a responsible citizen and a gun owner who basically did it to merely exercise my right. Mm-hmm. And on a broader sense, I will say this.
Yeah.
Today's news with Don Lemon, yesterday's news with this, that, and the other, the day before that, every day we have new news.
Right.
This is all part of the Trump playbook to create a chaotic, distracted public. I mean, we have left some of the biggest issues behind because every day we're inundated with another one of their planned attempts to distract us.
Yeah.
The public needs to literally take notes and stay organized to be able to recognize what's going on and focus on still what is important: our children, our educations, our systems that have already been functioning that need to be maintained, Social Security, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
Adam, yeah,
can't disagree with any of that
right.
at all.
Thank you for your call.
But I think at the same time, and we remember the first Trump term, it was absolute chaos. Every day it was something new. This, I don't consider it a distraction or a creation of distractions. It is how he runs the country.
Mayhem.
It's total chaos.
Catherine
every
Lake
day we
us.
Have to kind of deal with it.
Yep.
So,
I don't want to interrupt. I just thought this is a very active show you're doing today. You have thousands of people outside your window literally going to the Capitol.
Right.
And the callers are coming in. They are thinking. They are acting. They are talking. I wonder if you would like to tell me or ask your listeners what kind of poll we could put up this weekend. I'm going to put a poll on the site right now. And if a listener would like to come up with the question, what should the question be?
Yeah,
I'd love to do that.
For yeah, great idea.
Going on, what would a good question be?
Yeah, you can text us or call us with that. Thank you, Catherine.
We have somebody who wrote, you don't register firearms. I'm not talking about that. You're just registering the fact that you're going to carry a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no punishment involved in any of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to get to something in relation to all of this that Chris Hayes went on last night, and he had... opened his show with this particular observation he made while he was in Minneapolis. And I think this is really important that we all should hear this. And then I have a follow-up from some kind of wacko right-winger who has a different viewpoint, and you will be stunned by it.
Okay.
He goes back to the Old Testament, by the way. So we'll go to those two clips after we take a little break here at the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm. We've got news, also a weather update and sports, and then we'll be back with the final hour for this week. It's John and Gordy. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. Back in just a few moments.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.